All right, what's going on, beautiful people? It's the North Shore 9 post-game show, powered by Primanti Brothers. I'm Tyler. With me is my guy, Dougie Fresh. Doug, the people are angry today. Pirates dropped
this one
3-2.
in typical Pirate fashion, and the people are tired of typical Pirate fashion.
Having a little bit of camera issues here. But the Pirates drop us 3-2. Jared Jones gets started on the mound. It's the same old song and dance, my friend. The Bats did not play again today. And here we are. Another loss. Another quality pitching performance wasted in April. It's
and
tough.
A good bullpen wasted. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Same old thing. Pop flies dropping between players. Henry Davis drops a pop fly. Rowdy Tellez doesn't get to one. When Henry Davis is struggling with his, Rowdy Tellez just stands there and watches him. I mean,
Brian Reynolds doesn't see a baseball.
No. And O'Neill, I mean, it's just right. We're hovering around 500 and we can't afford to give outs away and give extra outs and that sort of thing. And we're still doing that. We're still playing like it's the first week of spring training, and then we don't hit. And not only do we not hit, people that we're expecting on to be sources of power and to be above average hitters, guys that we're looking for 800 OPS from, they're not hitting average. They're hitting like guys that should not be on the roster. They have an OPS of 500 and batting averages of 170. How long? I mean, I get we're early in the season and all the little caveats, it's a small sample size and it's a long season, but how much longer can we go on with 4 and 5 guys, hitting under 200 with, slugging percentages of 300 and batting averages, batting average 170 and OPS of 500. I feel like I could just stand up there and hold the bat out in front of the plate and I'd occasionally, a ball would bounce off of it. But these guys, I mean, they're not doing anything right. They look awful. Here we are. It's Sunday. We could have won every game this week. And that's where the frustration is. We didn't get blown out. We didn't score runs until the ninth inning. We didn't. So yeah, here we are.
Here we are. I mean, I guess we should just start this one with the bats because we can moan and groan all day about other things that are happening that could be a cause for this little rough stretch that the Pirates are in. You can blame the bullpen, the back end of it every now and then. You can blame the fielding every now and then. Plain and simple, when you score 2 runs, you're not going to win many baseball games. And at the end of the day, this team put together 5 hits, 2 runs. They struck out how many times? 7 times. Actually, not as bad as I originally thought it was. But the at-bats just are not competitive right now.
It's easy for the opposing pitcher. He doesn't have to. It's not like he only has to work around one. He gets 6 easy outs. Every time through the rotation, if not more. They're never. The opposing pitcher never is in a lot of danger. He's never having to pitch out of bases loaded with one out.
That's a really good point because at this point, it's not even like they're getting runners on. And they're just not doing the job with runners in scoring position, or as my camera freezes again, man, we're having a rough go of it with the camera today.
Yeah.
But
the picture that's frozen of you is dashingly handsome. So I
exactly.
think people are fine with it.
Exactly. Well, they get to look at your beautiful face here, my friend.
Yeah. Ooh. And no sandwiches. That's a double whammy right there.
That is very true. Let's see if this gets us out of it. There we go. Anywho, not enough competitive at-bats. Not enough change day-to-day to me. with how we're going to attack the other team at the plate. You can have your approach, but you have to be able to modify it, right? We saw the Giants today modify their approach against Jared Jones. Jared Jones has just been dealing. Nobody's been able to touch him. He's striking out a ridiculous amount of hitters. He's doing it because he's able to get ahead of hitters. He gets them in two strike counts, and then he's just unhittable at that point. The Giants looked at that and said, you know what? We're going to attack him early. We're going to make him get to his secondary stuff. And it worked for him. Jones was still very useful and competitive today, and he put together a good outing for what it was. But man, like, we're not seeing that adjustment day to day by the Pirates.
Right. Right. It reminds me so much of the Steelers. We run out the same game plan regardless of opponent, right? It's infuriating, right? I get the let's be patient. I get all of those things. Let's see more pitches. Let's get to the bullpen. I believe all that. But when the rest of the league, when your opponents have realizing that you are not going to swing at strikes and that, you know, they get you 0-2 before you've even, you know, decided to get into to attack mode. We should be at this point. Pirates hitters should be looking for, you know, first strike, you know, first pitch fastballs, because that's what they're getting. And we'll just let them go right by. No kind of adjustment. No, hey, or this pitcher does this. Let's you know, make sure. Just like I said, just like the Giants did. The Giants have seen that Jones is just filling up the strike zone. He's getting you, like I said, he's getting behind the count real quick, but throwing those fastballs down the middle. So let's jump on him. And they did. And as you said, Jones pitched well enough to win, which I think is tattooed on Mitch Keller's bicep. I've pitched well enough to win.
Hey, but we couldn't get through one of these post games without you bringing up Mitch Keller.
Nope.
Poor Mitch Keller had nothing to do with this game.
No, he's catching strays.
He's catching a stray.
Right. But no, I mean, it's just frustrating. I'm no baseball savant. I could not pull Brian Reynolds aside and give him pointers on his, you know, batting stance or any of that kind of stuff. But it does seem somewhat obvious that when the pitchers are throwing strikes down the middle, that you should swing at some of them. And so as from a fan's perspective, sitting on the couch, sitting in the ballpark, you're like, this is, I just can't. And again, the called third strikes, and we just don't seem aggressive, and we don't seem prepared for the moment. We have a sort of a one size fits all approach that's not working right now. And we've made we don't make adjustments game to game or in game. And, like I said earlier, we had an opportunity to win every game this week. And because of the way we do not hit, we actually, we got down 1-0 today. And I'm like, ooh, it'll be tough to come back.
Be tough.
Right. And then all of a sudden it's 3-0. And I'm like, oh, we should just start the post game now.
And I think I looked into it either yesterday or the day before. At that point, the Pirates were in the bottom five of swinging at pitches in the zone, and they have seen, it was maybe, I think it was around top three most amount of fastballs in the major leagues. That doesn't add up. You're doing something wrong here. Like, if right. You're getting that amount of fastballs and you're swinging that little at pitches in the zone, something's not adding up. You might want to change how we're attacking here.
Yeah, and that's what I said. It just seems so clear, so obvious. What do they think they know that we don't know, right? I mean, yeah, that's a damning stat, right? We're getting more fastballs in the strike
zone. Could have made it up for all we know, but
you could have. But it's the evidence seems right. You know, it seems the anecdotal evidence there seems pretty pretty solid there. So I'm going to ride with you on that one. But yeah, you're getting fastballs in the zone, but you're not swinging. It makes no sense to me. This is, Henry Davis is looking for fastballs. He's hunting fastballs. That's what they're always saying. Not effectively. Right?
Yeah. And let's just talk about Henry Davis here real quick. Another rough outing from him. He's not hitting the ball well defensively. He did throw a runner out today. But like you mentioned earlier, there was a misplay in there as well. Are you on board with sending Henry Davis to AAA at this point as well?
Absolutely. I mean, he seems like he's lost. Yeah, he's not a 170 hitter. He's just not. There's too much just raw talent there. I mean, I realize that Andy Haynes isn't doing him any favors, but, you know, come on. He just looks, you know, he looks like, you know, that I wouldn't feel comfortable with him at AA. And when we know better than that. We know he's better than that. I do think, you know, so much has been on. You mentioned it, I think, the other night. You know, I mean, last year they spent the whole year saying, you know, he's not a catcher, you know, blasting it, which I imagine hurt his confidence somewhat, if not, you know, his pride. Then they put him in right field and he was awful. Understandably, he probably never played the position for one inning in a game ever, right? He's been a catcher. I'm sure he started catching in Little League. He's been a catcher his whole life. You know, and then now they bring him up and you are the catcher. And so all the things that come with, you know, and right, no days off, you know, having to catch nearly every day until Joey Bart got here. Yeah, he needs to go clear his head. You know, he needs to get in a groove. He needs to go, you know, and I'm sure we send him a AAA, he'll smash it, but help his confidence. So yeah, because he's not helping himself or the team here in any way. It makes sense to send him down at this point.
Yeah,
he's by no means, right, like as you guys have said, by no means do I think he's a bust or have I given up on him. I still expect good things from him and I expect him this year. But, you know, sometimes you got to do, you know, the big kind of painful move and to get him out of his funk.
Yeah. And today, not much help again. Right now, we're just seeing him swinging through fastballs, which they mentioned on the broadcast that Henry Davis is a guy that even at his worst, he's hitting fastballs. Last year, what we saw a lot of was teams were attacking him down and away with a slider. He couldn't touch anything. He didn't recognize it. It almost, to me, seems like he's overcompensating at this point. So he's late on the fastball so that he can recognize that pitch going down and away against him. But now they're going backwards and they're attacking him with the fastball. And he's just not on time for anything at this point. So I do think a reset right now is what he needs. I mean, we saw him swing through a 97 letter high fastball that normally he's just going to crush
that, right?
It's just not working at this point. Another guy that had a little bit of an issue in the field today. We've been down on him a lot lately. Rowdy Tellez. I know I've trashed him. I know Jim's trashed him. I know Denardo's trashed him. Rowdy Tellez is actually putting together some pretty decent at bats. We saw a little bit yesterday. We got the sacrifice fly. Today, he did hit the ball hard. I think what did he finish today? Two for three today with a walk. He took some close pitches. Rowdy Tellez
equaled his extra base. Yeah. I mean, hopefully that's a sign of things to come because in the early innings, he was just, I mean, he looked disinterested in the field. You know, he didn't get over to first base cover first. He barely got over to cover on a play, you know, that, you know, it wasn't like there was any other options. The only play was at first base, kind of standing there when Henry had his struggle, missing the one his own. It's like, well,
that flipped to Jerry Jones.
Yeah. But two doubles today, which I think that equals his, season-long extra base. I think he had two extra base hits at that point, and now he's got four, maybe. So hopefully that's a sign that he's going to break out and get rolling a little bit.
He just can't be this bad.
Nobody can be. Right. I mean, that's the problem. Him, Jack, Henry, they're not playing poorly. They look like they won a contest and pulled a fan out of the stands and put them up there. Right? I mean, they don't look like they're professional baseball players at all. We're not talking about hitting 220 here.
When we talk about Rowdy Tellez, and you mentioned Henry Davis, he could bring other things to the table because he was catching well up until recently. O'Neill Cruz, when he's struggling, he still brings everything else to the plate. Rowdy Tellez brings nothing other than that bat. So if he's not hitting, he is legitimately useless. Right now, I think we're starting to see him. He's seeing the ball a little bit better at this point, I think, the at-bats were a lot better today. He's finding some barrels. The thing is, like, he's got to be better than even average at the plate.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because for me, he's easy to get rid of. We're not going to, you know, we're not giving up on Henry or O'Neill Cruz. We're not giving up on Jack Sawinski at this point. But we could give up on Rowdy Tellez, right? we could make do with, you know, bringing up Peguero and playing Triolo and Connor Joe there. I mean, there's, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could, it's a little bit of money, and I know that's an issue with the Pirates, but I know none of us are planning on him, you know, even being here next season. I mean, he's not part of the future, and that might be his, you know, June future. You know? Mm-hmm. So he has to hit. He has to hit with power, and we'll see. You know, I mean, it's any, you know, stop clock can be right twice a day. So, you know, he had a nice day. He's looked a little better at the plate the past two games. Hopefully it'll continue on.
Yeah. I think that about wraps up the offense. I don't really want to talk about any of the rest of them. Nobody else did anything. It's been bad. It'll be the same old story that we've talked about all week. So the real reason we were all paying attention today was the guy on the mound, Jarrett Jones, who's been just absolutely electric every single time he goes out. I talked about it a little bit earlier. The Giants came out and they said, we're not going to let him strike us out over a batter an inning or sometimes close to two. Jarrett Jones, they attacked him today. They jumped on first pitch fastball. They know that he's going to fill the zone up. They jumped on him early. Early on, you could tell he didn't have the command. I mean, still able to induce some weak contact. He still battled through it and gave you. He gave you five innings, right, though, and three earned runs. Like, if,
yeah, these are the,
with how bad he looked. Things,
go ahead. Yeah.
No, yeah, complaints, kinda, man.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He battled through adversity today and still came out okay. That's what you're looking for, because now we're at that point now. The league is going to punch back. He has to make adjustments. You knew he did not feel comfortable. He didn't look that good in the first inning. Second inning, he, you know, was complaining about the mound, that sort of thing. He just didn't seem like he had his best mindset, best stuff going, and he still grinded through. And so the Giants sort of jumped on his good stuff, and he, you know, he didn't crumble. He didn't cave in. He didn't walk six guys, and, you know, he didn't get scared. He gave up back-to-back home runs and then went right back and threw two fastballs down the middle again. I mean, he's like, you know, so, right. We're to the part of the season now where we want to see him make adjustments and overcome adversity. And I thought today, given those factors, was a pretty good outing.
And that's what I like about it the most, I think. He's a guy that attacks early. He gets ahead of hitters. When they start swinging early and they're jumping on your fastball and you start to get beat up a little bit, really for the first time at the major league level, a lot of pitchers in that situation, they're going to start to get a little more careful early in counts. They're not going to give you that first pitch fastball. Jarrett Jones continued to attack. He flipped it up a little. He mixed it up a little bit. He didn't give them all first pitch fastballs. He flipped a few curveballs in there, mixed in the slider. We saw the changeup get used a little bit, but he was still attacking at that point. He was still trying to get ahead of hitters. He didn't start to nibble. He didn't, you know, cower whenever he started to get touched up a bit. And you'll see a lot of major league pitchers, they will do that. It's human.
Oh, we have some on our roster.
You haven't faced adversity to this point, or they start jumping on you early. You start panicking. You go to plan B, C, D. He just maybe went to in between plan A and B, or plan 1A or 1B, whatever it is. He stayed with the original thought.
The Pirates have been, you know, we've been filled with pitchers that nibble too much and go from 0-2 to 3-2 and that sort of thing. And he doesn't look like he's going to be that kind of guy. He's going to throw strikes. It's amazing. He's going to be an efficient strikeout pitcher, which it's shocking sometimes how you look at how many strikeouts he has and, you know, he's thrown 59 pitches and it's in the sixth inning, you know, and it's going to be, well, you know, when the kid gloves come off of him, it's really going to be something to watch him pitch because, he's not a big bodied guy. He just, physically, he reminds me somewhat of Pedro Martinez. You know, it's just like,
so now we have Jacob DeGrom.
I know. Major Martinez. We got DeGrom. Yeah. You know, Sawinski's a prime one. So
Spencer Strider.
I just said physically, and I did not say career wise. But yeah, he does. You don't expect that kind of just, you know, power out of him, and you don't expect it late. But I mean, he's not wasting time, you know, throwing a bunch of balls, and going to 3-2 counts on everybody. So it seems like he's going to be able to be very effective, and he doesn't. He just doesn't look scared.
No, he doesn't. And the other part is, even with all that stuff that happened, he was still pretty efficient today. 83 pitches in 5 innings. Really, he only had the one inning where they roughed him up. And honestly, I was about to tweet out that, please stop putting Hannah Mears on, because every time she comes on, he's giving up a home run. Because they literally brought her on. He gave up a home run. She went away because he gave up the home run. Popped back on to finish the story. Gave up another home run. So let's see what happens next outing without her reporting on him. Let's get back to the basics here.
Right.
But he was efficient today, all things considered. He was able to get a few double play balls, still threw a lot of strikes. Like, I have no complaints. If that's what we're getting out of a guy when he doesn't have his best stuff, that's a top of the rotation type of dude.
Yeah, he's in his 6th major league start. Those are the kind of outings, like you said, that take veteran pitchers and have them nibbling. And he's in his 6th major league start, and he's not scared, not affected, gonna throw his best stuff. I can hardly wait to see his next outing. You know, this one's barely over, and I'm like, oh man, that next one. Let's see how he reacts.
Yeah, and that is important too. I want to see how he reacts that next start. Whenever you had a little bit to sit on it, you got touched up a little bit. You gonna go back to attacking? Are we gonna change anything here? I think we'll go back to attacking just based on what we've seen from him at this point, but it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. It's the highlight of the season so far, him and Bailey Falter.
Yep. Well, let's get on to the rest of the bullpen. They're able to hold it down again. Kept him in the game. Luis Ortiz throws 2 innings, 3 strikeouts. We haven't really seen him get the swings and misses yet this year. He looked good today, thank God, because starting to get a little bit worried about him lately.
No, him and Roe both. I'm kind of been over. I'm like, listen, let's. It just doesn't seem like it's going to work. I'd rather have Ryder Ryan or somebody. But no, he sort of restored my faith a little today. He was very effective. He threw some strikes. He got the strikeouts.
No walks. Had some,
you know, suffered some, like I said, drop pop up and just got out of it. Didn't crumble. Didn't compound it by walking, you know, 3 guys. And so, it was an effective outing. Once again, the bullpen, it's had a little bit of struggles, but by and large, it's been a strength. So,
yeah. And the struggles have come from the guys that you were counting on.
The superstars, right?
Yeah. And then you got Luis Ortiz giving you 2 innings, 3 strikeouts, no run ball. And then the newcomer for the year, making his 2024 debut, Kyle Nicholas, Ohio person. Shout out, Ohio. Big arm there. A lot of upside with him. It's always going to come back to the control and command with him.
Yeah.
He looked good in his outing today.
Nice to see, because he's never looked good in the majors, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he looked really good today. Yeah. And today, he looked Hunter Stratton like. You know?
There we go. Don't get
high
Jim
praise
excited
these days. Yeah. Hey, Jim called that one. Wait, credit where credit is due. He called that, and Hunter Stratton has looked great. And you know, one inning, that's it. But it was encouraging. So.
Yeah, I mean, he was able to elevate that fastball today. Got it up to 99, I believe. Wasn't down in the zone, which when you're a big guy like that, you want to see that fastball get elevated right above the letters. And he was able to do it today. He looked, when he's on, he's going to look nasty, plain and simple. When he's off, it's going to look awful.
But by the end of the season, pretty good. The back end of the bullpen is going to be Nicholas Stratton and Majinski. You know, we're going to wonder how this all happened.
And shout out to Mark here.
All right,
becoming a YouTube member.
Mark's always in the chat.
I love him.
Yeah, he's Mark's a great part of the chat, so it's good. Thank you, Mark, for joining. Appreciate you.
Now, anyone else you want to talk about from today's game, Doug?
No. Jared Trigg is two RBI.
Yeah. I mean, that's a wait and see type of thing. He's not doing anything impressive at this moment.
No. Right. As I say, you can't take one good game by anybody now just doesn't mean anything because, it raised your average to 175. Another just a disappointing loss, a disappointing series loss, somewhat disappointing week. What do we go three and four on the road, for the week. But again, it just so easily could have been, 6-1, or it could have been 7-0. We just seem to give the games away or just never be in them, even though we were never in 0-0 games, Yeah. It's just absurd.
Well, hey, next week, it's an opportunity to get right. You got Oakland coming up. You got Colorado coming up. A lot of games that a lot of Pirates fans might not tune into because they're going to be on pretty late. But if you are up and around, make sure to tune into the post-game show after the games. Hopefully, we'll be giving out some sandwiches. And, hey, with less people potentially watching, the odds go up for sandwiches. So you never know here. You might want to just tune in and hang out and make sure to drop a raise it if the Pirates pull one out, or two, or three, or four.
These are the kind of weeks that make me nervous. We're like, oh, it's Oakland and Colorado. We should just, and then, remember, I still remember what 2 years ago when Cincinnati was 2-23 and took the series from us. And we thought for sure we're,
Doug. Yeah. Such is life as Pirates fans.
Yes, it is. Right. It's very hard to get comfortable as a Pirate fan. We're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. So
that we are. All right, let's get out of here. Pirates drop this one 3-2. Jared Jones is good. The rest of the offense is bad. That's about all I got for you. We could have wrapped it up there.
Yeah. Yeah. We feel like you deserve more than the one sentence recap, but, but we're just repeating stuff that we've been saying for 2 weeks now. So
hey, maybe tomorrow it changes.
Bailey Falter, baby, come on, our other top of the rotation pitcher.
There we go. All right, we're out of here, people. Tune in with us tomorrow for Starbucks and the post game show. All right, drop this one 3-2. We're out. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, you all, thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.